So, all right, while we're here, let's discuss some canning bizzo. We've got the big ceramic pig plot line was Levi and Bee. Roxy plants this little bombshell, like, oh, you better, I hope you've decided what to get each other for Christmas, because it's the first big obstacle in a relationship. And it turns out that actually, much like the snooze fest of their relationship, Bee is losing sleep because Levi can only get to sleep by listening to the white noise app, which is how I put my son to sleep. But I've already lost interest in that, my sentence.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I'm just waking up.
Ooh. So he needs a white noise machine to fall asleep. That's what we're to understand.
It keeping Bee awake, ironically.
Well, get some like earbuds.
Well, that's what she...
That's what happened.
Yeah. Why not make it the first step?
Instead of going, oh, well, I guess, well, this is the unsolvable problem.
Well, also, I mean, you could channel a bit of Mrs. Mangle and say, well, this is what happens when you have premarital sex.
Also, there was a mention that Levi has kale shakes in the morning as opposed to whatever Kyle's having, like Coke and cigarettes or whatever he's doing. And I just want to say there's a lot of carbs in kale, so you wouldn't want to juice that. And also, if he's a, you know, a devotee to the wellness / keto Instagram life, the white noise machine is pitch perfect. Well done.
Really?
Yes.
Is he a 6-month-old baby doing sleep regression training?
Oh, they love it because you've got to get a full night's sleep to not have cortisol levels raised.
Oh my god.
And so it is really important that he gets a good night's sleep. Remember, he had an attack, an epileptic attack, when he hadn't been slept and he was working too hard on the island, on Bum Island. That sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Bee's been held captive a couple of times. She needs a good kip as well.
Oh, I'm not saying she doesn't.
Maybe he just needs new medication as well. Like, did he actually go to his specialist and have, like, a review? Because it could be, like, a whole new generation of drugs that are more suitable for him.
No, he just sends Bee to go get his script.
Yeah. But also, I need him to, at some point next year, put on those blue light blocking glasses, because that would just be a little...
He's gone the full Pete Evans then, has he?
Yeah, full Pete Evans. He can come and have bone broth with me in an afternoon.
Because this is Patreon, we can talk out of school. Obviously there's no chemistry between these two. And I also don't think Bonnie's a singer before she's an actor. And I just don't think she's holding him up. And he's a theatre actor and not a TV actor. I don't know. So there's some enzyme missing in the chemistry of this situation. Olivia, as the most experienced thespian among us, how would you read this?
I don't know. I haven't had a lot of experience with chemistry. I've never played being in a relationship with someone. But theatre acting is theatre acting and screen acting are very, very different. People don't think they are, but they are. That's why there's two different courses for theatre and screen. You can't take the same course for screen and for theatre. They're two different. And it's very hard to bridge as well. But a lot of famous actors start off in theatre because it gives them experience. But chemistry is not something you can act. You either have it or you don't.
Ooh.
And it may just be a case of a miscast in this instance.
Yeah, because I thought she had it with what's his name? Paco.
Paco, yeah. I liked their relationship.
Yeah, they were flirty and cute with each other.
Mills, and she did all right with Millsy as well.
Yeah, she was good with Millsy.
Yeah, but he was a psychopath.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Just as a side note, they were both Bonnie and Millsy were on Carols by Candlelight on Christmas Eve.
Yes, and Christy Whelan Brown.
Yes.
Oh. Which I didn't watch because my partner decided to ban Carols by Candlelight on the night of Christmas Eve. What? So.
Outrageous.
The only segment I saw was when I drove over to CJ's house to drop off her Kmart click and collect present.
I'm just thinking of Dr. Carl now.
Yeah, yep, I got the bargain shipping and I had to drop it off, and then I caught a bit of Marina Pryor while I was visiting, and then I went home again.
And Christy Whelan Brown came on like as you left, pretty much.
Oh, damn.
And Eddie McGuire said, he was like, Christy Whelan Brown, stage of star, playing, and she's got her own gift because she's pregnant. I'm like, Eddie, you're uncomfortable. Stop talking.
Oh, and Eddie, of course, is the father of
bin chips.
Yeah, bin chips. Oh, who was that? That was Steph's son. Steph's son, wasn't it?
Yeah. Charlie.
Charlie 2.0.
Yeah. There you go. It all comes back to Neighbours, folks.
Gigantor version 1.
Oh, we'll get to that on the main pod. And the only other thing I wanted to touch on briefly here for Patreon was Jive. Jive got outed at the Motelness Centre. Jane and Clive were going to go away to a B&B to have some alone time and to keep the awkwardness away from Sheila. But instead of going to a B&B, in the meantime, they just shacked up at the Motelness Centre.
And ended up at the Flame Tree, or as we could call it now, the Old Flame Tree.
Oh.
I didn't know it still existed. It still exists.
I know. I was wrapped. Obviously, COVID didn't take it out of business.
Now, you didn't. This now, the Jane and Clive grouping of characters was not when you watched the show, Olivia. How do you respond to them as a new viewer, new generation viewer?
I know all about them because for a period of time, I read the transcripts from early years.
Wow.
So from theneighboursepisodes.net.
Amazing.
Which has all the collection of every single Neighbours episode ever made.
That's actually a genius plan because I always think, oh, I better go back and watch some old ones. But reading them on my phone in bed sounds much more appealing.
Yeah.
Then just periodically you could just Google what the character looked like.
Yeah. I didn't get that far, I don't think. But I did know all about these characters. I think they're a much better pairing than Clive and Sheila because she was always causing issues for him and they're much more like lovey-dovey together and it's nice.
It's beautiful. I love it. And as much as I'm Team Colette forever, I am enjoying this a lot.
Like, he's not with you because you stuffed up. He's not taking you back. Move on.
Yeah, and yeah, she changed his patient records. Deal breaker.
It's like, take a hint, he's just not that into you.
It was... The Simpsons Ralph Wiggum the heart ripped out moment when she saw them together.
Yeah.
I really felt that pain. And when she said, how long has this been going on for? And he said, at Carl and Susan's Christmas party. And just that moment where you go, oh God, I was there declaring my feelings and you were hooking up with someone else. Oh, I felt that.
It's so embarrassing too because Jane knew. And so, like, I think that is almost the most embarrassing part because Sheila's told Jane all of her feelings.
That's what's hurting her more right now.
As well. So everyone in the room knows.
But then to be so entitled to ask her to break up with Clive over their friendship is just wrong on so many levels.
And I do love how Jane's initial immediate response was, I'm not doing that. Like, to Clive, he goes, well, are you going to? No, I like you.
You can't make someone choose like that. Fuck off.
Yeah. And also they're not that good of friends. And if they were that good of friends, she wouldn't have hooked up with him. Like that's the reality of it. Yeah.
And just like at the waterhole, the hiring policy is like last in, first out. So she was her most recent friend. Therefore, see you later.
Yeah, she's only got an allocation available.
Okay, back to the main pod.